It's already been a 2-year battle for Walmart to win the right to build in the trendy urban neighborhood of Midtown. Now the retailer can apply for a building permit since Miami's planning director, Francisco Garcia, decided the company's plans meet the local zoning code.
The emphasis is to create an attractive environment for the pedestrian. Truck loading, unloading, parking components, etc. We tried to conceal them from public view as one is walking up and down the street. This project does that.
Renderings of the building plans show a design far from your traditional boxy suburban Walmarts. With glass facades facing the street, the designs include other retail space on the ground floor, with parking allocated to the second and third floors. But opponents claim a Walmart will not only ruin Midtown's vibe, but also locally owned businesses nearby. Miami resident and real estate consultant Grant Stern has been fighting the proposed store. He doesn't believe Walmart's design plans go far enough.
There's too much parking. There's too many loading bays. The design of the entire block is disjointed. It doesn't match the original Midtown. It would create an auto wasteland.
Walmart still has to get a building permit, and opponents have 2 weeks to appeal the planning director's decision. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.